Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine two nuclear-armed nations with a history of conflict, yet managing to maintain a single, uninterrupted channel of communication for 35 consecutive years. That's the remarkable story of the India-Pakistan Nuclear Installation Lists Exchange. This unique confidence-building measure, or CBM, has been in place since 1992, and it's a testament to the ability of these two nations to find common ground, even in the most challenging of times. The exchange persisted despite years of diplomatic freeze, too many crises, and the continuing absence of formal peace talks. It represents a unique case study in how nuclear-armed adversaries maintain minimal communication channels even without broader normalization. The Agreement on Prohibition of Attack Against Nuclear Installations and Facilities was signed on 31 December 1988 during the brief diplomatic opening under Prime Ministers Benazir Bhutto and Rajiv Gandhi, and entered into force on 27 January 1991. This agreement is simple. Each side will annually provide the other with a list of nuclear installations and facilities. Neither country may attack any installation on the other's list. The list exchange happens on 1st January every year, simultaneously through both capitals' diplomatic channels. What makes this significant is that this was not a disarmament treaty, it was not an arms control treaty, and it was not even a communication about the number or type of weapons. It was simply an agreement that certain facilities, civilian reactors, research centers, enrichment facilities, perhaps weapons facilities, would not be targeted in any future conflict. The agreement's genius is its narrowness. By requiring only a list exchange, not verification, not inspection, not negotiation, it created an obligation both countries could fulfill without political embarrassment and without revealing strategically sensitive information. Now, let us turn to the history of this list exchange. The list exchange has happened every single year since 1992, including through some of the most turbulent times in India-Pakistan relations. For instance, in 1998, India tested nuclear weapons at Pokhran on May 11 to 13, and Pakistan responded at Chagai on May 28 to 30. The diplomatic rupture was severe, with sanctions, suspended talks, and international condemnation. Yet, on 1 January 1999, the list exchange happened as scheduled. Similarly, during the Kargil conflict in 1999, India and Pakistan fought a limited but intense war, and the nuclear shadow was explicit, with Pakistan's foreign minister hinting at nuclear use. The list exchange happened on 1 January 2000. The pattern continued through the Parliament attack crisis in 2001 to 2002, the Pulwama Balakot crisis in 2019, and other tense moments in their relationship. The nuclear list exchange is the floor of India-Pakistan diplomatic interaction, the minimum that persists when everything else collapses. But why does this matter? What does this CBM achieve, and what are its limitations? The list exchange creates a communication channel that operates independently of the political relationship, signaling to each side that the other maintains some interest in crisis limitation. It provides minimal transparency about the general architecture of each other's nuclear programs, demonstrating to the international community that both countries maintain some nuclear responsibility frameworks. However, it's essential to note that this agreement has its limitations. There is no verification mechanism, no enforcement, and no information about warheads, delivery systems, or operational status. In a crisis, the agreement has no operational meaning, and a country could simply violate it with no consequence other than diplomatic protest. Now, let us look at the broader India-Pakistan CBM architecture. The nuclear list exchange exists within a sparse but real architecture of bilateral agreements. There are other nuclear CBMs, such as the Agreement on Advance Notice of Ballistic Missile Launches and Pre-Notification of Military Exercises within 150 kilometers of the border. There are also humanitarian CBMs, like the Consular Access Pact, which allows for the exchange of lists of detained nationals. Additionally, there are trade and communication links, including the Samjhota Express, the Dosti Bus Service, and the Kartarpur Corridor. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Agreement on Nuclear Installations was signed on 31st December 1988 and entered into force on 27th January 1991. The annual list exchange happens on 1st January every year. The Consular Access Pact was signed on 21st May 2008. India's estimated nuclear warheads stand at around 160 to 170, with delivery systems like the Agni series of missiles and the BrahMos cruise missile. Pakistan's estimated nuclear warheads are also around 165 to 170, with delivery systems like the Shaheen 3 and Gauri 2 missiles. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant for both prelims and mains. For prelims, remember the key dates and agreements, such as the India-Pakistan Agreement on Nuclear Installations, the Consular Access Pact, and the DGMO hotline. For mains, focus on the origin, durability, and limitations of India-Pakistan CBMs, as well as their implications for regional integration and crisis management. In conclusion, the India-Pakistan Nuclear Installation Lists Exchange is a remarkable example of how two nations can maintain a minimal channel of communication, even in the most challenging of times. This CBM has persisted for 35 years, providing a unique case study in crisis limitation and nuclear responsibility. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember the significance of this agreement and its broader implications for regional security and cooperation. The ongoing exchange of nuclear installation lists between India and Pakistan serves as a reminder of the importance of diplomatic communication and the need for continued efforts towards crisis management and conflict prevention in the region.